With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It is hour one on this Friday. It's a Meat Friday. It's National Pretzel Day. And as a result, pretzel bun sliders, mini pretzel dogs, baked pretzel bites, and beer cheese dip. Who has it better than we do?
Let's go.
Nobody.
Hey, yes. Fritzy.
Yeah, dude. Come on in.
That's perfect.
Stay a while. Rich Eisen, he was on patrol last night. He was hosting NFL Network's coverage of the draft. He'll join us. Our good buddy Ross Tucker stops by a little bit later on. And Lewis Riddick from the Mothership will join us as well. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Thank you for downloading the app. And 877-3DP-SHOW. If you'd like to dial us up, you can. Operator Tyler is sitting by. Dan's Deals, act on this now. Don't wait. We got you covered for Mother's Day. So we have a price point for just about everybody's budget here. These are handpicked by me, 50 to 60% off, and the items will sell out. So go to danpatrick.com, take care of Mother's Day shopping. You can do it today. You can do it during the commercial break here coming up in about 15 minutes. Top sellers, we have the Miko foot massager and the Villa Florioni face and body kit.
Florioni.
Villioni. So those are the top sellers right now. Don't sleep on those blankets. Actually, you can sleep on those blankets. Ah. They're awesome. They are great. So there's a lot of things there. And take care of mom. Take care of it today. Go to danpatrick.com. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. And you can get the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. All right. So if your team is the focal point the day after the first day of the draft, your team either did something really, really well or did something really, really controversial. Come on down, Atlanta Falcons, because you're the lead story today as you take Michael Penix Jr. III. Nobody had them sniffing a quarterback at number 8, and why would you? You just spent $100 million guaranteed on Kirk Cousins. You're locked in with him the next 3 years. It's a 4-year deal. You're locked in for 3 years with Kirk Cousins, and you take Michael Penix Jr. Surprise. When I thought of this, and I was reminded of this, and it was, hey, Packers, they took Jordan Love, and we see how that worked out. Okay. I still don't think it was the right pick at the time. So they got Jordan Love. He's turned out to be a good quarterback. Maybe he's going to be a great quarterback. But you sat him for 3 years. You didn't help out Aaron Rodgers, who was still peak Aaron Rodgers. You got your future quarterback, but what did you do to the present-day quarterback? And that is, you maybe robbed him of an opportunity to get an offensive player. But we can say now after the fact, because we watched Jordan Love, certainly the second half of the season, might have been the best quarterback in the NFL. Hey, it worked out. But did it work out? Because Aaron Rodgers wasn't helped out right there in the moment. So you are planning for the future while ignoring the present. And then You look at what the Falcons did. All right, so you could use some defense, and you decide you're going to bring in Michael Penix Jr. I got a quarterback that I'm locked up for 3 years. I got $100 million guaranteed, and he's coming off Achilles surgery. First of all, I wouldn't have signed him. Second of all, if I knew that I was going to be in love with Michael Penix Jr., and I could have gotten him because nobody else was going to go up that high. Now, I know teams have said, hey, Seattle was going to go up. Denver tried to go up. The Raiders tried to go up. How high did you try to go up? Because I was told probably the Jets were open for business if you wanted to move up there. Nobody had Atlanta taking Michael Penix. Now, I told you he was rising. I didn't know he was rising that high. And you had some teams who truly fell in love with him, literally fell in love with him, after they saw that his attention to detail and how he approaches the game and what football means to him. But here is the commissioner, Roger Goodell, making the announcement, and listen to the reaction.
With the eighth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington.
Now that's the Detroit crowd. I mean, imagine the Falcons crowd. It's like, wait, did we trade the pick? No, you guys have the pick and you took Michael Penix Jr. Yes, Seton.
How long does it take after you make a pick like that where you're like, yeah, we got him. We got our guy. Yes. Yes, everybody. Yeah, we shocked the world. We're like, no. See, here's what we're thinking.
Yeah.
Where you have to start explaining yourself. No, sorry, Mr. Black, see, this is what we're doing.
Okay.
Let me explain this.
When the owner is in the war room and he looks confused and you have some of his lieutenants in there trying to explain to him, hey, you could see the gestures, hand gestures. You don't know what they're saying. It's like, no, we, and then we got to, and because of this, we got, Arthur Blank's got to be going, wait, I'm spending $100 million on Kirk Cousins coming off Achilles surgery. And we just drafted his replacement.
Explain this to me like I'm a child.
Wait a minute.
What are we doing? Wait.
Yes, Todd.
So you're saying he had a blank expression on his face once he heard
okay.
Them?
All right. I'm going to give you a bloop, an early bloop
I'll
on
take
that
a
one.
Bit.
Yeah.
That's generous.
Here is the Falcons GM, Terry Fontenot, about the pick for the future.
Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. We're very excited about Kirk, very excited about this team. And Michael Penix is, we're talking about the future. The draft is, you look at the future and you look at big picture, but we are very excited about that quarterback room. And again, Kirk is our quarterback, but adding Michael Penix is thinking about the future.
Okay.
And
I don't want to wait 3 years. The NFL is now. Now, I know you can plan, but are you trying to tell me that Michael Penix Jr. will be a quarterback that you must have, and he'll top any other quarterback candidate prospect that you might have the opportunity to draft over the next 3 years? There's a lot of quarterbacks every year. Look at this year. A lot of quarterbacks. Not everybody's going to work out, but you're going to wait. Now, if you drafted him because you don't know if Kirk Cousins is going to be playing, then I'm going to put that on you, that why did you sign him in the first place? And you're going to wait 3 years. Yes, it worked out for the Packers, but you could have still armed Aaron Rodgers with somebody offensively, a wide receiver, and they never did that while he was there. It's Kirk Cousins. That's a winnable division, and you got a lot of talent. And this might be the sneaky team this year. But I think you did Kirk Cousins dirty there. Here is Terry Fontenot, the Falcons GM, on how Kirk Cousins reacted to the draft choice.
This question is for Terry or Raheem, whichever one of you called Kirk. When you were on the clock and you tell me about it, what's his reaction?
Well, that's a private. We wouldn't share that, and obviously we...
Reactions are pretty private, right?
Yeah.
He got called on the clock, obviously, because it's a sensitive time with the issues of what you got going on. It's never a right time to talk to a quarterback about those things, and reactions are always going to be private when it comes to those things, unless Kirk decides to tell you some of those things, that whatever the case may be. But he's a competitor, just like us all, and you can always expect those things to go just like you kind of think.
Okay. If it was a great reaction, Would they have told us that, oh, my God, you know what? When Kirk heard it, he was like, yes, man, I love that guy. Can't wait for him to take my job. Of course, Kirk, by the way, it was reported he was stunned. Now, I can be stunned, you know, when you see somebody and you go, oh, my God, I'm stunned. Or you can go, I'm stunned in a bad way. What the hell are we doing? Why am I here? Yes, Seton.
Yeah, you know, obviously reactions to a draft pick of this nature are sensitive and a private. Yeah, you just brought him in. You just signed him. You just gave him $100 million. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're drafting a quarterback right now. What? Why? What the hell? You just gave me $100 million. You just brought me in. Of course I'm going to be reacting.
Kirk Cousins, if you signed him for 2 years, then I get it. I mean, I sort of, I can get it. And I like Penix, but could I have gotten him later? Could I have traded down? Was that the guy you truly wanted? And it's 3 years down the road. And a guy coming off Achilles. Like, none of this syncs up for me. First of all, I wouldn't have paid Kirk that money. He's 35 coming off Achilles surgery. Yeah, I think he's a really good quarterback. But I wouldn't have paid that money to him at this time. And you whiffed on Desmond Ridder. He wasn't ready to play. You've tried kind of a mishmash of quarterbacks there. And then you draft a quarterback who won't be able to help you for a couple of years. And you've got skill position players right now ready to go. So, I don't And by the way, you also passed on Bill Belichick as your head coach.
They're consistent.
Yeah. How's the last couple of months gone?
Mr. Kraft told us to go with a quarterback here with this picks, and, you know, we listened to him. He recommended Weijer.
So the first seven picks, kind of what we thought was going to happen, at least what I thought was going to happen. I had, let's see, Caleb, Jaden, Drake May. Drake May was in the mix. He was going to be a top, you know, three or four pick there. I thought Arizona, if they didn't blow him away, would stay with Marvin Harrison. I was told initially, which I told you on Monday, Joe Alt would be with the Chargers. Malik Nabers, I said that I thought the J.J. McCarthy stuff was a smokescreen. And I thought Minnesota was going to get him. I thought they were going to be able to stay where they were at 11. Well, they decided that they needed to move up one slot because the Jets were open for business at 10, and they went up and took their pick. I thought the Bears did a wonderful job. Adunze from Washington, I love that. Bo Nix going to Denver. I'm like, okay, so that's the guy you want. Is that the guy you had to settle for? Because I'm sure Sean Payton's going to go, hey, that's the guy we wanted. So if you could have had Jaden Daniels or Drake May or Caleb Williams, that's your guy? Can I see your draft board, coach? Because now this is on Sean Payton. Can't blame this on anybody else. Can't say a previous regime. This is your guy, rookie contract. Now you got to make some magic here. I was surprised Bo Nix went that high. I'm not surprised he went in the first round, but I was surprised that he was, you know, that we had six quarterbacks taken in the first 15 picks. That surprised me. Yes, Marvin.
Sorry, but to go back to the Falcons, what needs to happen for Michael Penix for in order to say, hey, this was a great pick for the Falcons?
Well, he gets to sit. This is what you say. Hey, it'll be an honor and a privilege to sit behind and learn from a professional like Kirk Cousins. And when I get my time, I hope it's the right time. And I hope that Kirk is able to play high-end quarterback like we expect him to. And I'll be learning from him all along the way. Like, you can say all the right things here. But still, it comes back to, if I'm Michael Penix, I'm going to sit for 3 years. And if Kirk Cousins is healthy, now they can always bench him. But I think you're locked into three of those 4 years financially. Yes, Pauline.
And I know we're trying to compare this lightly to Jordan Love and the Packers. Jordan Love is 21 years old when he's drafted by the Packers. He's turning 25. Michael Penix turns 24 before this season. Yeah. So 3 years from now, he'll be 27. Let's say all goes well and he sits for 3 years. That means Cousins plays well. You're going to have to make a contract decision on him when he's 27, turning 28 years old.
Yeah.
Love is in a different category, 2.5 years younger.
Yeah, but you still had to sit him, and then he got to play, and now you're going to have to spend probably $45 to $50 million on him. Now he's younger, but here's Penix, who's going to be 27 when maybe he gets that opportunity. By the way, over-under for the Falcons. Before we take a break, Rich Eisen will join us. This according to DraftKings. Over-under. Todd?
9.5.
Bloop, bloop, what? Bloop. I love it.
What?
Yeah. I'll have some over-unders on some other teams, including Todd's Broncos. By the way, the Chiefs? I had to laugh when I go, okay, wait, the Bills are trading. Bills shouldn't be trading with the Chiefs.
At what point did they sell their soul to just keep getting this lucky?
Like, wait,
what the hell?
Wait, you just got one of the fastest guys in the history of the sport. And wide receiver Xavier Worthy out of Texas.
Even if you don't want him, just draft him so he doesn't go there.
No!
You know what I mean? Like, oh, this guy's blazing fast. Don't let the Chiefs get him.
Can you imagine Mahomes is going, wait, are we really getting this guy? He can make anybody better. Yeah, Pauline.
That pick bothers me more than the Falcons pick. You do not trade and give the choice of wide receivers to the Chiefs who need another wide receiver. Your goal is to get past the Chiefs. They're the only team you shouldn't trade
your
to.
Your goal is to get a receiver.
Right. The Bills passed on three different receivers by trading down twice and gave the best available to the Chiefs.
Crazy.
Tanking.
Yes. Great. Well, thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hour 2 on this Meat Friday. Gang's all here, ready to go. And in case you're wondering, what are you having for Meat Friday, Dan? Glad you asked. National Pretzel Day. Pretzel bun sliders, mini pretzel dogs, baked pretzel bites, and beer cheese dip. All on the Traeger. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody has it better than you, the audience. Dan's deals for Mother's Day, limited quantities, 50 to 60% off. And we got a price point for just about every budget there. Items will sell out. Make sure that you take care of mom. You can do it today. One fell swoop. You can take care of a couple of mothers today. Go to danpatrick.com. You got the Miko foot massager that I'm trying to keep Fritzy away from. And the Villa Florioni.
Floriani
and body kit.
There's this jewelry there, a company called Rattani.
Yeah.
And it is gorgeous.
Yes.
It's gorgeous. It is a massive hammer of a gift.
Yes.
That you're getting at, like, I think half off. It is a hammer of a gift where if you want a Mother's Day that's like, oh, damn, all right, that it's unbelievable.
50 to 60% off everything. This is the third year we've done it. And once again, when we run out, then people say, wait, we didn't know you were going to run out of. Yes, it's first come, first serve, supply and demand. And make sure you take advantage of this. Happens once a year, and they're handpicked by me, and really proud of what we have. But go to danpatrick.com. Coming up, we found somebody in his mock draft had the Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. He'll join us coming up here in a moment. Let me get some other business out of the way. Good morning. If you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, download the app if you haven't done so. Radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, those chatting on Chat Row. Lewis Riddick, ESPN football analyst, joins us a little bit later on. Ross Tucker will stop by as well. The Magic beat the Cavs. 76ers handle the Knicks. And the Nuggets up 3-0 on the Lakers. You got rounds 2 and 3 tonight in the NFL draft. Also, Bucks, Pacers, Clippers, Mavs, Timberwolves, and the Suns. Poll question before we get to our guest, Seton O'Connor.
Right now, Dan, we've got up there, we've got two.
Okay.
Best non-quarterback pick made last night in the first 10.
Ooh.
Marvin Harrison Jr. going to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Joe Alt and the Chargers. Right. It's not sexy, but that's a great pick. That makes them better.
Yeah.
Roma Dunze going to the Bears.
Yeah, I love that.
That's a fun pick. That's a lot of fun.
Yes. And then you have Neighbors going to the Giants, but then you're going to the Giants and who's throwing it to you?
Right. And Marvin Harrison Jr., plug him in. He's ready to play. Superstar.
Yes. And I thought that was going to happen. I didn't buy into the J.J. McCarthy hype. Although I'm told this morning by a source that teams, they did want to go up to where Arizona was. They just weren't giving enough. And teams were, I said there'd be a team that would get squirrely. It happens every year. Now, I didn't know that team would be Atlanta. And there were other teams that were interested in Michael Penix Jr., Seattle, reportedly, the Raiders, Denver, but Atlanta gets their man. And our man, D. Orlando Ledbetter, has been covering the Falcons for 20 years, I believe. And you and your mock draft back in early April had them taking Michael Penix Jr. I'll let you take a victory lap here, but why did you think Michael Penix Jr. was going to the Falcons?
Well, thank you so much, Dan. Yeah, I moved off of it, so I won't take the victory lap.
But they have went out to Seattle to work him out last year. The whole Arthur Blank plane, the general manager, the whole coaching staff. And so they did the same thing last year when they went to Austin to do Bijan Robinson. So I'm like, oh, this is the full entourage trip. So that's a tip that this is the pick. And so I wrote it, and I went and said, hey, you know, this is the pick because they went full Monty on the visit.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand. Now, let me ask you, do you like the pick?
I understand the pick. I'm in the minority.
That's not liking the pick.
Yeah. No, I think he could have picked a better player to help your team out immediately. But I understand what they were doing. Yeah, you could have got a more impact player, maybe a defensive stalwart that's going to be on the field for you for 10 years, where you picked a guy that's going to clearly sit for a couple.
Yeah, I don't get it because he's 24. He's probably going to be 27 by the time he's the full-time quarterback. And you're invested in Cousins for, I think you're tied up at least for 3 years here.
Yeah, the hit would be massive if it's a two-year deal. You're okay after three and certainly fine after four.
Oh, my gosh. How do you think Kirk Cousins is going to take this?
Oh, he hasn't taken it well. We've talked to his agent. We've heard from confused, shock is what we heard, dismay, you know, were some of the reactions of Kirk Cousins. He hasn't come out publicly, but on his agent, Mike McCartney, he has expressed those emotions on behalf of his client.
How does this work out?
You know, there's a couple different ways, you know. Hey, Kirk comes in, they win, they develop Penix, they have a transition plan in place. The other scenario is Kirk, you know, they don't win, they lose, they put the kid in there too early, and they're back here in the draft at number eight, trying to pick another quarterback in a couple years.
Let's go back a little ways when we thought Belichick was going to Atlanta. Then we found out some more details, maybe Robert Kraft telling his friend Arthur Blank that don't do it. What was your thought when the Falcons decided that they weren't going to hire Bill Belichick?
Yeah, they. I was caught out by what most people were. I thought it was a lock. You know, when you got rid of a coach that, you know, Arthur Smith had done a credible job, given the set of circumstances that he had, and you're going to cut him short early. That was indicating that you already had something in place with Belichick. So we were stunned that that didn't happen. He couldn't win over the building, and so the owner had to move in another direction there. Raheem had support within the building and ended up getting the job.
Yeah, this is wild. Like,
yes,
I wouldn't...
yes, it is. It's the Falcons, though, man. It's the
Falcons. Well, you've seen a lot over 20 years.
Yes, I have. From federal dogfighting trials to this.
Yeah, you've seen it all. But, you know, it's still, I wouldn't have brought in Kirk Cousins, 35 coming off Achilles surgery, and it's going to cost me $100 million guaranteed. No, I just, now I know maybe he's the final piece here. We're assuming he's going to be healthy to be able to play, but man, I'm puzzled by this. I'm puzzled. I'm not easily puzzled in this business. This one, the whole thing in the offseason, no Belichick, you got Kirk Cousins, and now you take Michael Penix.
Yeah, and I think you got to go back to them going after Deshaun Watson in 2021 when they decided that Matt Ryan couldn't keep going. And, you know, they found out the price tag was too high for him then. The 230 guarantee was too high. So then you end up playing with Mariota and Ridder for 2 years, and that didn't work out. So now you're in desperate quarterback mode.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be one of those teams like Denver playing 16 different quarterbacks for the next 10 years. So you make a move and get Cousins, and now you make another move and get his apparent successor. So that's the backdrop. You kind of got to start at them trying to get Deshaun Watson and that failing, and then the subsequent move being bad.
Well – You got a lot of things to write about down there, so
yes, we do.
make your job easy. Hey, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Dan. Thanks for having me.
D. Orlando Ledbetter. He initially had the Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. Had him among the final five players on the Falcons' radar. And what he did is basically apply logic of they went all in, everybody went out to see Bijan Robinson, and then he used the same logic of Arthur Blank and his private jet, and everybody is going to go out to the workout for Michael Penix Jr. Yeah, Paulie.
It makes more sense now when you hear him say that they went out, looked at him, and fell in love with him. They also got Cousins. To them, they're like, well, we got both. We got two things. Yeah, it's a generation ago, but Steve Young sat for four seasons for the 49ers. I don't think he took over until he was 29.
Yeah, but you had one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in front of him.
Just like Atlanta.
Kirk Cousins is.
Sorry. Yes. I thought you were setting me up.
Yes. I get it. If I got the one of the greatest he was the greatest quarterback in the league at the time.
Yeah.
Steve Young and you were able to have him wait. I get that.
It's like we're trying to find reasons that this could work out. Long term, not short term.
Well, it can work out. It doesn't mean it was the right decision right now. But look, would I have hired Belichick? I guess. But look, it's the front office is going telling the owner, we don't think you should hire him because they don't want to lose their jobs. Philadelphia should have hired Bill Belichick. Absolutely. But, okay, and then you bring in Kirk Cousins. I like Kirk. Great guest. I wouldn't have paid him that money coming off an Achilles surgery, and he's 35. And then you take Michael Penix. Okay, it might work out. Just like Jordan Love worked out. But it wasn't the right decision in the moment, in my opinion. And you're lucky. He did, you know, came out of his shell when he's played well. He played really well second half of the season. And I've been a Jordan Love fan. Said that he was going to be a franchise quarterback. But in the moment, you had the best quarterback in the NFL, and you didn't get him any weapons in Aaron Rodgers. All righty. We'll talk to Lewis Riddick. He'll join us coming up. Let's see. James in Virginia is back. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Friday, DP, Danette. Salute the Commanders, man. It's a new era in Washington. But I'm calling about Michael Penix Jr., man. I love this guy, and I love this pick, man. The cupboard is not there in Atlanta. You got Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. Offensively, they got a solid O-line. They're going to be good. And if Kirk Cousins does what Kirk Cousins is supposed to do, when is the next time Atlanta's drafting in the top 10? Meanwhile, you got a young rookie sitting, simmering, learning the playbook. He's uber smart. And when he comes into play, if he's 27, if he plays to 34.
Hey, James, you're a Commanders fan, and here you are falling in love with the Falcons.
I love football, but my heart is burgundy and gold. But I love football, man. But I'll be honest with you, man. If he plays seven seasons, in seven seasons, Washington has had 15 quarterbacks.
Okay. If I said you could have Michael Penix Jr. for the Commanders or Jaden Daniels.
See, I'm biased, man, because I wanted them to trade back. The thing that about Daniels that worries me is that he's slight, but he is bigger than I thought at 6'4". And his speed does give him an ability to move around the pocket and make plays. It's just that stat yesterday.
You didn't answer the question.
I got to take number five, Jaden Daniels, because he's on the team, man. But I love Michael Penix, and I want him to see him succeed.
All right. Thank you, James. Have a good weekend. Ken in Atlanta, who Marvin hung up on before Ken could say something about the Falcons. Hi, Ken. Sorry about that.
No worries. Just a little brother on brother crime. Thanks a lot.
Wow.
But
I'm sorry, Ken.
Hey, no worries. You know, I got to see who was who and what was what.
No.
But but being in Atlanta, and especially being a season ticket holder, our two trips to the Super Bowl with the Eugene Robinson scandal and the 28-3 thing, the 28-3 was the closest thing to a death. Like losing that Super Bowl and having the year after Mike Vick left and having a year without Matt Ryan, with 2 years without Matt Ryan, this is the first time that X and O hugs and kisses kind of franchise was very shrewd. And of all the sports, no sport is more shrewd than football. And this was 100% about business. It may not make sense to anybody that's on anywhere, even us, but those guys, Terry and Raheem, looks like they are dug in, and it makes sense to make sure that we don't have anything like
that. I get it. I get it. And thank you, Ken, for calling back. I get it. But it's just, you deal now. The NFL is now. It's the now football league. You know, the Chiefs have this window. What'd they do? They traded up a couple spots. They get the fastest guy in the draft. You're thinking now. And that's where, you know, I'm confused with this. Because Atlanta can be, they can win that division. They can.
Sorry.
But I'm not helping who they have now. They have young talent now. Okay. It's not enough to win. Like, you can win the division. What's your goal? I would think it would be to win a few games in the playoffs, not just win your division. John in Hartford. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I'm 5'10", 200, and let's move on. I literally have news about the word literally.
Okay.
And so because young people were using it incorrectly for the past, I don't know, few years, Merriam-Webster's dictionary had to add an additional definition of the word literally, and it includes the word hyperbolic.
Okay.
So literally, the word literally doesn't mean much anymore.
Literally?
Okay. The word literally doesn't mean literally anymore because so many people use it incorrectly, they had to change the meaning of the word just so that many people aren't wrong.
Okay. Thank you, John.
That's
okay.
Crazy.
I know my kids will say that literally. Like, oh, you know, blah, 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 literally. And then you go, no, figuratively. And then like, huh? I go, never mind.
That's mine for me is the one that really gets me is everyone has dropped L-Y from words. Like, no, you took that personal. No, you took it personally. You took it personally. You didn't take it personal. That's a different word. It's personally.
Yes, Marvin.
Did you ask the school that you paid for their money back? Like, wait, literal?
Well, if you have a conversation with somebody under 25, count the number of times they say like, and then like, and then like, and I'll go, how many likes do you need? Like my daughters all the time. How about we drop the like?
Or the slang words.
Yeah. Literally. All right.
Now, my wife just said Riz yesterday, and we were like, what are you doing?
Charisma.
She said it tongue-in-cheekly. Oh. She said it like, which is, it's funny when you're starting to notice these moments where you're like, I can't believe this is how old we're getting, but if we say Riz, we sound so much older.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. The cringe factor was hilarious because we're just like, oh, no.
It wasn't cringy. No, that's cap.
Yeah.
No cap. Now, I heard that one time, and one of my daughters said, oh, man, that album, it's so Riz. It's got so much Riz. And I go, what? Yeah, charisma. And I go, what? Yeah, Riz. Okay. I go, okay, Riz. You got Riz. All right, let me take a break. We'll talk some more about the NFL draft. Lewis Riddick and the On Deck Circle. More phone calls as well. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Drake May, set to join us on the program. All right, before we get started, give me your official height and weight.
Official height and weight, 6'4 and a half, 225 right now. Probably be close to 220, 230 when I get closer to season, but 225 right now.
Best athlete in the family?
My mom.
Your mom? My mom.
Yes, sir. She was a great athlete in high school. She doesn't show as much now, but... She grabbed some clubs and played 9 holes. She'll play 18, but she grabbed some clubs. She'll still beat us brothers. So it's pretty sad. But
how about with you and your brothers? Best athlete amongst the three?
Yeah, myself. I think it's a pretty easy answer. They're good athletes though, but I'll take myself.
All right. What's the best thing that's happened through this whole process so far?
The best thing that's happened. I think a chance to reflect on my college years and how far, how many different people I kind of poured into my life, and being a chance to reflect and see how many special people were in my life and made this moment special. And to be here on Thursday with all my family and all my brothers coming into one place and all my friends and family to enjoy one moment, kind of to reflect on that. And kind of you always dream of this and kind of coming to it and realizing that it's about to happen is pretty cool.
What team did you grow up liking?
Oh, Panthers fan, huge Panthers fan. We had season tickets, and when Cam Newton came, and those it was the best thing ever. So we were big Panthers fans.
Have you met Cam?
I have. I played him in 7-on-7. He coached a 7-on-7 team, and we played him. Growing up, and he has a good squad.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's huge. I'm about 6'4" and a half, 6'5", and he's about like 2 inches taller than me, probably like 30 pounds on me. So he's a big dude.
As far as other teams that you visit, give me something interesting that you've been asked.
Interesting I've been asked. It's a good question. Probably the most interesting thing they've been asked is kind of why me. I think that's always the most interesting. They always start with that and say, hey, why should we draft you? And I think it's one of those questions that, hey, kind of puts you on the spot, but I can be kind of ready for it. So I'm just ready to be. Kind of be the guy and ready to kind of translate my game in the NFL. So I'll fit the NFL game a little more, and I'm excited for that.
Okay, but when they say why you, do they want to know if you want to start? Like, is that part of this too? That hey, I want to come in and start, or
yeah,
you know, that we'd prefer somebody come in and want to learn.
Exactly. That's why it's tricky. You kind of have to play it both ways, because obviously, you know, the competitor and me, you want to go in there and start right away and, you know, be the game, the game one guy and the day one starter. But same time, that's not reality. You got to be ready forever. So I'm just kind of ready to compete, like, you know, like I'm going to be the starter and, you know, up to their decision. But I'm going to try to prove them that I'm ready to be the starter. Other than that, you know, ready, you know, to learn and you know, wait until, you know, I earn that job.
What's it like to read the negative reviews?
Yeah, try not to. I think that's the, you know, the biggest fault of, you know, athletes in our space, especially how big social media is nowadays. You know, so many fans out there that don't like you, and there's even more that are a fan of you. So try to enjoy the positives, and you know, unless it's my coach or one of my family members or somebody in my inner circle, you know, saying something negative about me or something I need to change, then that's, you know, that's a different, you know, different subject than you know, Joe Schmo works at Applebee's or something.
But do your brothers look for the negative stuff just to give you grief, to say, like, if you were my brother, I'd be trying to find some things to needle you a little bit. Would your brothers stoop to that level?
No, if it got real personal, they would. But I think my brothers have been three of my biggest supporters. So I think kind of once you get to this stage in NFL, there's so many people out there that aren't fans of you and saying, you know, negative stuff. So I think if your brothers, you know, I think at a certain point, you know, maybe in high school sports, you get on for something, but kind of on this stage, I think it's a little bit past that.
Favorite quarterback when you were growing up?
Favorite quarterback. Cam Newton was my first one, being a big Panthers fan. Other than that, you know, Aaron Rodgers. I was a big Aaron Rodgers fan.
Have you met Rodgers?
I have not. Nope, I have not.
Okay, let's go around the room. Has Drake met Michael Jordan? Todd, I'll start with you.
I'm going to say no.
Seton.
I got a no on that one.
Marvin.
Yes.
Paulie.
Drake played basketball. He's been in his presence before, Michael Jordan's presence.
And his brother played on a national title
team. Yes. Yes.
North Carolina. I'm going to say yes, you've met Michael Jordan.
I have met MJ.
All right. Yeah. All right. Cool. MJ. Oh, it's MJ. Okay.
I mean, if you call him your GOAT, he's got to be MJ, right? You don't call him Michael Jordan. You call him the GOAT MJ. So,
what'd you talk about?
I met him at the halftime of one of the basketball games when I was getting recruited. Coach Brown, you know, brought me down there and had me meet, you know, MJ. And it was pretty sweet.
That's nice. That's a part of your NIL package. You get to meet Michael Jordan.
Yeah. No, that was in high school. That was in high school before I even committed. So I was committed to Alabama at the time. So getting to meet him was pretty sweet.
Okay. What's that conversation like when you call Saban and you say, Coach, I'm not coming to Alabama?
Yeah, it was tough. Yeah, I dreaded it for a while. You know, being with Coach Saban, he's one of my favorites in the recruiting process. So having to tell him that, you know, I'm going to stay home was tough. But I think Coach Saban understood, and maybe would have worked out a little differently, but at the same time, you know, Coach Saban, he's, you know, I think he's the GOAT of college football. So
he did okay. He did okay.
Yeah, he turned out all right.
Draft night suit, you already got it picked out?
Yeah, I'm simple, no swag, so I'm just keep it simple.
Okay, is there a light blue is there a Carolina blue in the suit?
I don't know. I mean, you'll find out.
Oh, okay. Because you might do like a New York Giants blue. Or
yeah, that's a little too royal, closer to Duke. I can't wear blue if I was wearing blue at all. No.
Or you could have like Patriot blue in there.
Yeah, that's that navy. So if I'd wear any blue, it'd be Carolina.
Do you know where you're going?
I wish I did, and I wish it was that easy. Now I think I'll know once I hear that phone ring.
But do you? So. I mean, do you have an idea? You don't have to tell me, but do you have an idea?
I think I have an idea.
Okay, all right. And do you like the cold?
I don't mind it at all.
Okay.
You got to play football. Football is a cold weather sport nowadays.
All right. I just want to make sure. Do you plan on hugging the commissioner, or are you going to give like just a firm handshake?
I hadn't thought about that one. Hugging him. Ooh, I'm
you don't strike me as a hugger. You did.
Yeah. Like maybe like a dap and a one arm around. Maybe. Okay. You know, not really a hug. A two-arm hug. It doesn't seem like
But don't treat him like your mom when you come home.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, that when I see the draft guys do that, and they pick him up, and we don't need that.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Some of those guys do that. I think it's pretty cool, though. Some of the big D linemen or offensive linemen, I think that fits. So.
All right. You want to be the next Peyton Manning when it comes to selling products. So here's your turn. You're joining us on behalf of Lowe's. Let me hear Drake May pitch Lowe's.
Yeah, first off, Lowe's, you know, it's North Carolina company. It was an easy fit for me. I was excited when this opportunity came. Kind of right off the bat, I'm joining their home team as the newest member. And right off the bat, them helping the community, and got a community service event tomorrow that I'll be helping out at. Just giving back to the community means so much to me, and kind of an easy fit. You know, I grew up, you know, Lowe's right across the street in a neighborhood shopping center. And shoot, when we had, you know, we needed our driveway extended, we went to Lowe's to get a half court hoop and you know, get ready to go. And we had our backyard, we had a long, probably 40-yard backyard that, you know, we painted with Lowe's paint, and we did it all. So I think, you know, one of the coolest things, I was here 2 weeks ago, and we came into Lowe's, and I did a, you know, kind of a pre-draft little draft shoot, and it was awesome. We even surprised one of the local pros at Lowe's, you know, with the chance to go up on stage and announce a pick, and just stuff like that just means so much to me. And Lowe's is a great company and a partner in the NFL, and little things like that go a long way. And my family's, you know, full of surprises. We love surprises, so that fit right in.
Is the green room built by Lowe's?
It is. Yeah, Lowe's did it all. You know, the draft stage did it all. So I got to walk by it and preview all, you know, 2 weeks ago, and kind of get a little preview. And now walking across the Thursday will be special. Even more special now that, you know, I got to see it before and partnered with Lowe's and know that they all did the work. So,
well, good luck. Good luck with the Giants. And, you know, we appreciate you. Wait, you
appreciate
didn't,
Dan. Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on.
You didn't react when I said good luck with the Giants there.
Yeah, shoot. You know, you could throw any team in there, and I'm ready to play forever.
Carolina, you're not going to be playing for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wish. So, no, it's got to handle.
Hey, good luck. Congratulations. Have fun Thursday night.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Drake May. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. I mentioned I had some Joker stats for you. Percentage of games where this player took the most shots for his team this season. Luka, 85% of the games. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 86% of the games. Joker, 53%. Also, I was wondering where, like, if you looked at MVP seasons, where would Joker rank among these players the fewest shots for an MVP in a season? And we got our stats guy, John Tuvey, working on this. Joker was 19th in the NBA during the regular season in shot attempts. Four teams had two players who averaged more shot attempts than Joker did this year. The 76ers, Celtics, Suns, and the Mavericks.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yay, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Chris Mannix, he'll be in Boston tomorrow night, game two between the Heat and Celtics. Always great to have him on. The Sports Illustrated NBA senior writer. Let me start with Joker. Can you remember an MVP in a season who averaged less shots? I don't know if Steve Nash would be somebody, but how many MVPs average fewer shots than Joker does during the regular season?
Yeah, top of my head, Steve Nash would be the only one that comes to mind because he was a playmaker. And a lot of his production, the reason he was the MVP, came off assists. But Jokic just does it and dominates in unique ways every game. I mean, watching that game last night, it was the offensive rebounding that was dominant. It was the playmaking that was dominant. Dan, one thing that struck me in that final sequence where Jamal Murray made that shot, if you rewind the tape a little bit and you look at the moments after the defensive rebound by Denver, the instant they got the ball in their hands, Jokic was already orchestrating that final play. He was waving guys around and gave them a position. He sent somebody, and I forgot who was, over from the right side of the play to the left, essentially to clear room for what was a developing two-man game between himself and Jamal Murray. So Great shot by Jamal Murray in the face of Anthony Davis, but give Jokic credit in part for kind of clearing that room for him, giving him enough space to operate. You know, it's plays like that that make Nikola Jokic so special.
I'm trying to understand how a Laker fan can spin this in a positive way, that you were up 20, and it feels like they're trying to win games in the first half. Like, let's go out and use all of our energy, and then they limp to the finish line. You've been close with Denver. Even last year when they got swept, they weren't getting blown out. So I'm trying to figure out, if I'm a Laker fan, what positives do I take away from losing back-to-back games?
I mean, I think among the positives was how well D'Angelo Russell played in the first half, how well Anthony Davis played in the first half. Both those guys seemed to run out of gas, though, in the second. I mean, Davis, you know, he had a great regular season, played 76 games, the most games that he's played in his NBA career, averaged more minutes per game than he has at any time since his New Orleans days. But you start to wonder, watching a series like this, if there's enough gas left in the tank for Anthony Davis to be a dominant two-way player for 35, 36 minutes. I mean, on the defensive end in the fourth quarter, Nikola Jokic was great. I mean, an AD, as good as he is defensively, he just couldn't do much to stop him in the post. And with Russell, Dan, I said coming into the series, the only way the Lakers can win is if D'Angelo Russell is the kind of player we've seen in the regular season and not in the games he's played against Denver. I mean, the conference finals last year, Dan, the Nuggets played D'Angelo Russell right off the floor. I mean, he was benched in the conference finals. First half of game two, he had 18 points, made 6 of 7 from three-point range. He was 1 of 4 from three-point range the rest of the way, just 5 points in that second half. I mean, you can draw a line between D'Angelo Russell, you know, being a effective offensive player to that 15-point lead the Lakers built to, you know, that, you know, collapse, so to speak, in the second half. So both those guys have to find a way to play 4 full quarters to give the Lakers a chance.
Better chance of coming back, the Lakers or 76ers?
I'm going to give the 76ers a better chance of coming back, but that was just heartbreaking. I mean, the Knicks, Reggie Miller, the 76ers down the stretch. Like the run they had in that final 15, 20 seconds, whatever it was, I haven't seen anything like it at MSG since Reggie Miller did what he did so many years ago. And I mean, credit the Knicks that they just never stopped playing. Like, you know, Jalen Brunson has had a terrible series statistically. He has shot under 30% in the first two games of this series, but he still has the confidence to make that shot. Dante DiVincenzo misses one shot on the wing, makes the second at the top of the key. And Philadelphia, I mean, what are we doing down the stretch there? You call a timeout when you need it on the inbounds. You don't, if you're Kyle Lowry, don't just flip the ball in to Tyrese Maxey on that inbound play. Don't put him in the position that he was in. I know a lot of the focus, Dan, is on the refereeing and should they have called a foul down the stretch? Maybe. But the Sixers blew that game. They couldn't come up with an offensive rebound or a defensive rebound when they needed it, and they made multiple poor plays in that final minute that allowed the Knicks to, you know, keep that door open to win that game.
What do the Nuggets have to do to be labeled one of the great teams?
I mean, multiple championships is kind of opens the door for you. It puts you in that rarefied air of teams that have won multiple championships. And then you kind of bump them up a tier from there. Like, you know, does 3 championships put them in the mix with the early aughts Lakers that won 3 straight with Shaq and Kobe? The Celtics and the Lakers of the 1980s, you start talking about them as being in that conversation. So I think it starts with 2 championships, and then you build from there.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Rockets when they won back-to-back titles. That might
be a good
example. Because, you know, when we're saying, you know, do I think they're one of the great teams? I don't. But I think if you're going to be labeled great, it's got to be more than 1 year.
I think they might be, though, Dan, because it's not like this is the final chapter of their run. They've got most of that team under long-term contract, and most of that team is in, or in the case of someone like Michael Porter Jr., just entering the prime of their careers. I mean, Porter Jr.'s year was sensational. This is a guy that, you know, many people wondered if he would ever be able to play the kind of season that he did. Played, what, like 80-plus games this year. I mean, that's just an incredible accomplishment for MPJ. I mean, Jokic is incredibly durable. Murray's had his bumps along the way, but he's still young. I mean, you know, anything can happen this year because the playoffs in the Western Conference especially are going to be brutal. But I think this team's window is probably 3 or 4 more years to win championships.
We're talking to Chris Mannix, the senior writer for the NBA with Sports Illustrated. But Joker, now with the third MVP coming up, like now all of a sudden we start to get into a little bit more interesting conversation with him. That, hey, nice story. Oh, I got another MVP. Well, let's see if you can win a title. Oh, you got a title. Now you get another MVP. Favored to win another title. At what point does he start to get into that top 20 players of all time conversation?
I mean, I think we're there, aren't we? I mean,
he's a top 20 player of all time?
I'd have to make, you know, I haven't made a list lately, but yeah, I mean, a third MVP, there's only a handful of guys that have done that. Yeah. So at some point, the results speak for themselves. And the completeness of his game at that position.
Okay, if I said Durant or Joker, who's going to be ranked higher when their careers are over?
When their careers are over, I would say Jokic will probably be ranked higher.
Okay. Giannis.
That's a tougher one because Giannis is still in his prime. And Giannis this year, he's going to finish top 5 MVP. He's not going to finish inside the top 3, but he had a insane statistical season, and he is a two-way player. He's as good defensively most nights as he is offensively. I'm going to say Jokic, but it's a lot closer.
Karl Malone.
I mean, Jokic probably because of the championship and whatever happens over the next three. I think he's going to get at least one more. So I think 3 MVPs and 2 championships nudges him above Malone.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Now you're just being mean. probably Jokic. I mean, Dirk revolutionized the game. Made shooting three, made half the things that Jokic does now en vogue. I mean, Jokic probably, in a way, learned some of the game from Dirk Nowitzki or figured out how to play a certain way because of Dirk Nowitzki. I just think Jokic is the completeness of his game. Like, he's a playmaker where Dirk wasn't, not to that level. He's a rebounder, I think, better than Dirk. I mean, you give the ball to Dirk in the high post in his prime, and good night. That's an 18-footer that's going in 75% of the time. You give the ball to Jokic, and you don't know what's going to happen. He could shoot a fadeaway jump shot himself at a high percentage. He can go to the basket. You saw him get to the free throw line a lot and down the stretch against Anthony Davis. Or he can make the right play and find an open teammate for 3. Jokic's ability to dissect the defense, I think, probably separates him from Dirk as well.
Larry Bird.
I get so much hate mail from, like, more hate message than usual because of this debate. Probably Jokic as well.
Mean that?
I
are you crying right now?
I'm not crying. I'm trying to think of what I'm missing here. With, I mean, look, you're talking about all-time great players and, and scorers and what they do. Larry was more clutch in big moments. Larry had the weight of the world on his team down the stretch in big moments, and he made shots that we hadn't seen in that era. But again, the completeness of Jokic's game, I gotta put him up there. I mean, I'm you're whittling guys off the potential top 20 list. I'm bumping him ahead of all these guys. So I think we're there. I think we're there with Nikola Jokic as a top 20 player.
It feels like the Celtics are hard to root for nationally, hard to buy into, because all we're doing, you know, there's certain teams in certain sports where you go, like Cowboys. Hey, 13 regular season wins. I don't care. What are you going to do in the playoffs? The Celtics are there. Like, hey, wonderful regular season. Now you got to win a title.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. You know, how many years now, 6, 7 years in a row, or 6-7 years total, we've seen the Celtics at least the conference finals, NBA finals, you know, a couple of years back, and have been to the mountaintop, but have not yet won a championship. And you mentioned the hard to root for. Part of it is when you go through a regular season that's effectively over by like Ash Wednesday, like for them, like you're not going to get behind a team like that. I think part of the skepticism, though, is that there is a belief nationally that when the game's on the line, Jason Tatum is not as good as some of the other players in key moments. Like, where would you rank Jason Tatum among the guys that you would trust with the ball in their hands down the stretch among playoff teams? Dan, we could probably sit here and name 6-7 guys that, you know, many people would take in those moments. So I don't think a lot of that is fair. I think that Tatum has taken a step back this year in a way to allow Jaylen Brown to keep growing, to allow Porzingis to be a 20-point-per-game scorer, to allow Jrue Holiday to get his shots. But I think there's a perception out there that in tight competitive games, Jason Tatum is going to be not a liability, but not going to be the greatest option in those moments. I disagree with it. I think he's going to prove in these playoffs that he is an elite fourth quarter scorer, an elite crunch time player, a guy that can play out of the high post, the low post, and beat you in a variety of different ways. But that is one of the skepticisms that people have about Boston in this playoffs, that they've won so many games, huge margin of victory, blowing teams out across the field. When it gets tight late in games, can they rely on Jason Tatum?
Good to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for joining us as always.
Can I ask a question, Dan, before I go? I've been watching, of course, and I understand you're kind of, are you making a short list for your potential replacements? Is that what's happening the last few weeks?
No, I just had somebody who contacted me, and I was a little bit surprised that the person said, do I put my name in the hat? And I said, for what? And he said, to replace you. And I said, no hat yet. But, I mean, I don't even know if the Danettes want to continue to do this. But are you throwing your name in the hat?
I would. I would like to formally throw my name into that.
Paulie, can we get a hat? Well, okay. How do you guys feel about what Mannix just said?
We're going to need time to process this. This is out of nowhere. Right. No one saw this
Marvin,
coming.
What do you think?
NBA talk all day?
Yeah,
I'm in.
Okay. Todd?
I love Chris. That's excellent news that he's all interested in that.
So that's your choice. If I run by some other candidates for you, you're taking Mannix.
Oh, that's really putting me on the spot. Ross Tucker is a good guy. I don't know if he's interested, but I love Chris Mannix, and I will leave it at that.
Seton, what about you?
I think Chris would be fantastic. I don't know that necessarily. I want to be much like a Tuckerette. I don't know if I'm going to be a Mannixette either.
Okay.
But I think Chris would be fantastic.
All right, Paulie?
Can I, Dan, just to, let me make a brief case here, right?
Okay.
So I have a good relationship, obviously, with the Danettes, as you saw there. Paulie and I, Vermont. Well, I was going to say, Paul, you and I, Vermont neighbors. Like, we're kindred spirits up there. Proximity, Dan, I could seamlessly move to Connecticut, continue doing that show right there in that studio. Okay. No issue with that. And look, I know you've said that you want to differentiate the next host from you a little bit. That's why you said you weren't considering the Danettes. Everybody loves you. Everybody hates me. So, I mean, that's, I think, a nice differentiator.
There have to be some people who like
you. Yeah.
I mean,
haven't found them, but there has to be somebody who likes Chris Mannix.
Members of Ricky Rubio's family, maybe.
Wait, what was that? What was that Chris Rock show? Everybody Hates Chris. Hello. We can bring that back. Everybody Hates Chris. Come on in. All right, your name is officially in the hat.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, that's Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated, NBA senior writer.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody,
Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.